You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Christmas celebrations were scaled down throughout the Middle East because of the war between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab reports from Jerusalem.
As we made our way down the well-worn marble stairs into the grotto of the Church of the Nativity, first built in 326 by the Roman Emperor Constantine, the now oldest site continually used as a place of worship by Christians who believe Jesus was born at this very spot. For a second year, the war raging in Gaza has kept pilgrims and tourists away.
In fact, this year, streets that would normally be packed with pilgrims are practically empty, as are the shops that depend on those tourists to survive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his air defense forces were able to shoot down at least 50 of the 70 missiles Russia fired on Christmas morning. About 100 drones were fired at Ukraine as well. The goal was to weaken the country's power grid. The BBC's Will Vernon reports.
The war's not going well for Ukraine. Russia is advancing in many places across the front line. In the last few days, they've seized a number of key villages in the east of the country. They're closing in on the key strategic town of Pokrovsk. So the mood here is not good. And with Donald Trump, of course, due to enter the White House in just a few weeks, next year is proving to be a pretty kind of difficult and challenging year for Ukraine, potentially.
I'm Bruce Marcus in Milwaukee, where several thousand people have packed this downtown convention center for the Salvation Army's largest free Christmas meal in the country. And it draws hundreds of volunteers like this woman.
I'm here because I like to give back. There are so many people out here less fortunate than myself, and I get so much all year long, so I just love to come out here and help.
People attending this event not only get a free meal, but kids get toys and other gifts.
Six people were injured when a taxi drove up on the sidewalk in Midtown Manhattan on Christmas Day. Ryan Tucker says the taxi hit his wife's shoulder, and he says he saw a little boy's mother under the cab.
He made a comment to me, said this is the worst holiday ever, but no tears. He was unbelievable.
Police are investigating what led to the incident. The taxi driver is being evaluated. You've got a shot at a huge lottery jackpot in a few days, says CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The Mega Millions jackpot is now more than $1 billion. That is billion with a B. And that's because no one matched all six numbers in the Christmas Eve drawing. Yes, it is a big jackpot, but it's only the fifth largest jackpot in the game's history. So, if you'd like to get in on the action, pay close attention to those lottery tickets you might have gotten as stocking stuffers. The next drawing is Friday.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You want to get, I mean, the margins are super thin and at this level.
Which Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds, a little patchy fog, not out of the question here in the overnight. Light southeast winds and lows in the upper 20s. On Thursday, we'll see clouds, fog, then some rain chances developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s, currently 26 degrees.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
EMSA.gov. Talk early, talk often. Get others involved. A message from the U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Is Donald Trump, this is an interesting, just kind of an aside, right? The stories have been all over the media that billionaire socialite Bettina Anderson, or the daughter of billionaires, has been getting it on with the, with Don Jr. And Kimberly Guilfoyle is supposed to be his girlfriend, in fact, supposed to be his fiance, I believe. Apparently that engagement has been broken off. But anyhow, so what do you do with Kimberly Guilfoyle? How do you keep her happy and also get her out of the way? Well, Trump just appointed her to be the U.S. ambassador to Greece. So she gets to visit the Greek islands for the next 4 years and stay out of Don Jr.'s hair. Is that the deal? I don't know. It's just very strange. All right, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, our daily take for the day for that and for this program, is titled A Call to Arms, Trump's Pardon Pledge and the Rise of Militant Extremism. And, this past weekend in the Trump's interview with Kristen Walker, NBC News, Meet the Press, Donald Trump reaffirmed his intention to pardon the people who attacked the Capitol and killed 5 civilians and 3 police officers. And he said, I'm going to be acting very quickly. First day. They've been in there for years. They're in a filthy, disgusting place that shouldn't even be allowed to be open. Now, most media commentators and observers, appear to be of the opinion that this is just Trump's way of thanking people, who were willing to employ violence to try to keep him in the White House. Maybe that would be bad enough. But experts at the Critical Internet Studies Institute are worried that there's actually a far more sinister explanation. That Trump isn't pardoning these people because it was a campaign promise. He's not pardoning them because, he appreciates what they did. He's pardoning them as a way of saying to those who didn't show up on January 6th, but are inclined to commit violence on behalf of Trump, and in particular, people in these all-white right-wing militias, or mostly all-white right-wing militias, that if you commit violence on my behalf, essentially Trump is saying, if you go out and kill liberals or shoot black people or, beat up queer people or whatever, if you do that, I'll have your back. That's his message. And I think this is right. I think they're absolutely right. And there's a long history of this, by the way. I mean, obviously, you can go back to Germany in the 1930s with the brown shirts, or Italy in the late 1920s with the black shirts, Mussolini's black shirts. These were both basically, volunteer militias that went out and terrorized liberals, and communists and the gay community. I mean, it was just no doubt about it. But it's going on in a contemporary way, too. Over in Russia, Vladimir Putin has got this gang called the Night Wolves Motorcycle Club. Sometimes they're referred to as Putin's Angels. And they're run by a guy who calls himself the Surgeon. They helped him invade Crimea and Ukraine, but most significantly, most of what they do in Russia is they go around and they beat up anti-Putin people, and as well as anybody in the queer community, and so that's happening in Russia. Similarly, you had something very similar to this going on in Hungary where, you know, Hungarian white mobs are going after the Roma people, and Viktor Orban, you know, refuses to condemn that and just kind of winks and looks the other way. And we're seeing from people who are, the counterterrorism experts here in the United States, pointing out that the right-wing, armed right-wing militia groups in the United States are recruiting aggressively, which plays into this idea that when Trump says he's pardoning the January 6th killers, murderers, that what he's actually saying is, what he's actually doing is recruiting. He's helping the recruiting effort for these groups. Reuters, for example, just wrote a piece, the Proud Boys are back 4 years after the failed effort to overturn Trump's 2020 electoral defeat. The violent all-male extremist group that led the storming of Congress on January 6th is rebuilding and regaining strength as Trump campaigns. This was published just before the election. According to interviews with 8 Proud Boys, 2 U.S. law enforcement officials, and 4 experts, it tracks the group's online activity. Then there's Scott Seddon, who was one of the founder of the Three Percenters. And he says, this is just not going to go away. We need to become effing strong, effing lions, he says. Start reaching out to individuals in your state who are trustworthy, that have like-minded vision of local strong communities to hold down the fort just in case of war or for when the crap hits the fan. I cleaned that all up a little bit. Trump's so-called border czar, Tom Homan, told Fox News, quote, there are thousands of retired agents, border patrols, retired military personnel who want to come and volunteer to help this president secure the border and do deportation operations. So we're looking at, when the guy who is going to be in charge of deporting people just literally comes right out and says, we're going to be recruiting, you know, irregular forces. We're not going to be doing this entirely with government employees. We're going to invite in the vigilantes, essentially. I think we need to take this very, very seriously. Tim Foley, the head of the Arizona Border Recon, which is a white civilian patrol group down there, he says, we're in talks with a few different people. We have a better lay of the land than the federal agents do. I mean, you know, I think it's worth remembering that pretty much the only people that Trump is talking about pardoning are white men, you know, who participated not just in the murder of 3 police officers and 5 civilians, but also tried to hang the Vice President of the United States and tried to murder the Speaker of the House of Representatives. And they were quite explicit about it. And had they caught either one of those people, they would probably be dead right now. And this, by the way, is exactly what Trump's pick for the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has written about. Right? In his 2020 book, American Crusade, Pete Hegseth writes, the military and police, both bastions of freedom-loving patriots, will be forced to make a choice. It will not be good. Yes, there will be some form of civil war. Civil war? And then more recently, in his 2024 book, The War on Warriors, Hegseth writes, America today is in a cold civil war. The country is under siege by Confederacy radicals. Yeah, I wouldn't say the lefties are the Confederacy, but anyway, you get this. Donald Trump himself has said that his plans, his deportation plans, will be, and I quote, bloody. Now, our timid national media don't want to talk about this. Oh, there might be bloodshed. Oh, there might be violence. Oh, these militias might show. I don't know if they're unwilling to talk about it because they're afraid of encouraging it, or if they're unwilling to talk about it because they're just afraid. But, you know, I'm willing to talk about this and say I think this is something that the Biden administration needs to be telling Americans what they are doing about this, how they are preparing us for the possibility of an assault against Americans by Americans. What are you doing, Joe Biden, to prevent a civil war? And if you feel like everything's under control and you should be, you know, otherwise reassuring us, explain to us why. Joyce Vance was on Ari Melber's MSNBC show day before yesterday, and she said, and I quote, you know, when you listen to these comments and watch these videos, what you're forced to consider is that the message that Donald Trump is sending is not just to the January 6th defendants. It's to the people he hopes will support him in this next term. And the message is, Support me at all costs, use violence, commit crimes, and I will take care of you. She finished that up by saying, I find that to be deeply frightening. I would like to know, I think many Americans, I think at least half of Americans, probably two-thirds of Americans would like to know, how should we prepare, what is the government doing to prepare for the kind of violence that Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth and many of these so-called militia groups are promising, essentially. What's going on?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From all of us here on the Tom Hartman Program to all of you, happy holidays, and thanks for listening.
On the steps of the Capitol, blood was spilled, a reckoning of rage and nation's will. But promises whispered on a treacherous wind, I'll free them all, said the man who sinned. Day one he vows their cages will fall, heroes he claims in their violent thrall. While justice weeps for the lives they've torn, he raises the banner of a new storm born.
The book cited on the CEO killer's shell casings has surged to number 3 on the Amazon list. People are referring to Luigi Mangione as the adjuster, as in claims adjuster, which is, you know, the industry term. This book came out a decade ago. And it's titled Delay, Deny, Defend, Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims and What You Can Do About It. It was published in 2010, so actually 14 years ago. And it's now number 3 on the Amazon bestseller list, which is pretty amazing. I suspect that Luigi Mangione has actually triggered a national conversation that we very much need to have. Now that he's been caught, I mean, up until the time he was caught, everybody was like, oh, who is it? And what did they do? And why did they do it? And what do we know? And nobody knew anything. And, you know, quack, quack, quack. Now that he's been caught, and as more stories will come out about what might have caused his rage, and specifically caused it to be directed against UnitedHealthcare, we are hearing more and more stories from people who've been, in some cases, not just screwed by health insurance companies or harmed by health insurance companies, but had friends, relatives, children, parents, basically killed by health insurance company refusals to provide or pay for care or negligence, you know, around care, and our healthcare system itself is just become an absolute mess. We have the most expensive healthcare in the world. And we have some of the worst outcomes in the world, in the developed world. And, you know, where's this going to go? I don't know. But I really think that we are close to one of those moments where a discussion about single-payer health care can be had without the insane rhetoric coming from the right having the kind of stickiness that it has had in the past. Oh, it's socialism. Oh, you don't want to be like Canada. Oh, my God, you're going to have to wait 6 months, you know. Yeah. I try to make an appointment with a specialist in the United States right now in less than 6 months. Good luck with that, right? So, meanwhile, over at Newsmax, this is crazy. Greg Kelly, who is the 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time Newsmax anchor, actually went off against Pete Hegseth. This was, like, you know, last week. And said that because of his baggage, he was, quote, blackmailable, which is true. I mean, you don't want a defense secretary who's spending most of his time denying, lying about, or trying to cover up his own past. And after that happened, apparently the Trump team got in touch with Chris Ruddy, who is the CEO of Newsmax, and just raised holy hell. There are reports that Trump himself called Chris Ruddy. Chris Ruddy or Newsmax have come out and said that, no, he was not contacted directly by the president. It really doesn't matter. You know, somebody from Mar-a-Lago did reach out. And suddenly, Newsmax not only changed their tune, but put some punch behind it. The word made it to Newsmax that Trump was furious. On Friday, this is last Friday, Newsmax Chief Operating Officer Elliot Jacobson convened the staff in their New York headquarters to issue guidance in what one source described as an aggressive and panicked tone. Jacobson said that on-air coverage of Hegseth needed to focus on the positive. And he said if guests bring up Hegseth, hosts should explain to viewers that the claims against him are allegations and then pivot. The executive warned, and this is apparently a verbatim quote, any issues following this will result in termination. You know, And this, the initial segment had created kind of a stir at Newsmax's headquarters. People had posted a side-by-side picture of Greg Kelly's book and Pete Hegseth's book with the question, who should be Trump's Secretary of Defense? Who's more fit? Putting quotation marks around fit. You know, with the implication being that Hegseth is not fit to be Secretary of Defense. Well, those are gone. And now, and keep in mind, I mean, you know, Hegseth, there's a woman who says that he raped her. He reportedly told his first wife he had five affairs while they were married. He had an affair with his second wife on his first wife. He had an affair with his third wife on his second wife. Very much like Donald Trump, actually. And although Donald Trump doesn't appear to have a drinking problem, he has an eating problem. But then on Tuesday night, a former Newsmax producer blasted this directive and told Mediaite.com, quote, "This shouldn't be news to anybody who's followed Newsmax's history of using the airwaves to stuff Ruddy's pocket." The source said they feel sorry for the investors who bought shares in the network's parent company. The company says it's so far raised $100 million and plans to go public as soon as they can, as soon as early 2025. But there's quite a buzz around this over at Newsmax. People saying that Newsmax has basically become an infomercial for Donald Trump. Whatever Trump wants them to say, they say. And, you know, of course, Newsmax wants to displace Fox as the big dog in the conservative television world. That's not going to happen, of course. Fox's carriage is ubiquitous, and Fox has, you know, a 30-year head start on them. But I don't know. It's the whole state of right-wing media right now is just bizarre. It's just absolutely bizarre. So what's on your mind today? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for we, the people of the United States of America and the world. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your call. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. Few pilgrims ventured to the Holy Land this Christmas, says CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab in Jerusalem.
For a second year, the war raging in Gaza has kept pilgrims and tourists away. Christmas tourism makes up 70% of Bethlehem's economy. And yet again, there have been far fewer visitors this holiday season.
Russia fired 70 missiles and 100 drones at Ukraine on Christmas morning. The BBC's Will Vernon says Ukraine is having a tough time defending itself against those air attacks.
President Zelensky says that Ukraine needs an additional 10 to 12 entire Patriot air defense systems just to keep Ukraine's skies and energy infrastructure safe from Russian attacks. Western countries have pledged far less than that.
Six people were hurt, none seriously, when a taxi drove up on a sidewalk in Manhattan on Christmas Day and hit them. Ryan Tucker watched it happen.
My wife got hit kind of up on her back shoulder, set her spinning.
The taxi driver was being evaluated. CBS News Brief.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What's your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds, a little patchy fog, not out of the question here in the overnight. Light southeast winds and lows in the upper 20s. On Thursday, we'll see clouds, fog, then some rain chances developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s, currently 26 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like news making. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We'll call you right back with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
A voice to raise, it's all up to you. In the heart of the chaos, in the midst of the fight, your words and your actions can turn wrong into right. Do you have that?
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Jim in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate everything you do. I'm praying for you, too.
Thank you.
I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and my voting location in a heavily Democratic area was moved 3 times.
Wow.
And what bothers me too is that the most important election of world history, they move it. And I think one of the things that was on the ballot was the gerrymandering issue,
right,
which to me never made sense why it was on this certain day of the most important election. That should have been earlier on. And in my opinion, it should have never been an issue to vote on.
Well, it passed, didn't it, Jim? The ban on gerrymandering?
No.
Oh, it was defeated?
No. It was defeated.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
It was defeated. And in my opinion, it should have never been there.
I think it was defeated because the language was backwards. If you read that language on that ballot initiative, you thought the voting yes meant no or no meant yes.
I have had Republican friends tell me they didn't know what the heck it was about.
Exactly. They wrote it intentionally to be confusing. The Republican leadership.
Getting back to my point is, they were ordered 7 times to redraw those maps by the Ohio Supreme Court.
Right.
They never did. How were they allowed to get away with that?
Republicans just routinely break the law and say, try to hold me to account. I dare you. They just stick out their tongue and wiggle their fingers in their ears. You know, I mean, that's what they do. Or worse.
But why? I mean,
because they worship power, and because the billionaires who support them, need that power and pay them very, very well.
Who are the people that are supposed to hold them accountable?
Well, it's supposed to be the
law enforcement.
No, it's supposed to be the voters.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you mean when they break the law?
Right.
And it's the governor. The governor is the chief law. Arguably, your AG in Ohio is your chief law enforcement officer, but he reports or she reports to the governor. So it's up to the governor. And of course, Mike DeWine is not going to enforce the law against Republicans in Ohio and never would.
Exactly. And getting back to another point, we lost one of the best senators that probably was in the White House, Sherrod Brown.
Yep.
To a guy who, for whatever reason, did not want people to know that he was born in Colombia. All you had to do is look at Wikipedia, and it'll tell you that he was born in Colombia, did not become an American citizen until he was 18 years old. And hey, by the way, will be one of the richest senators in the Senate.
Right. Didn't he own car dealerships?
Yeah.
He's a used car salesman as your senator now instead of Sherrod Brown. I mean, that's so sad.
Yes. What I'm getting at is he lied on his commercials. He said he was first generation. He's not first generation. Mm. He was born in Colombia.
His children would be
first
generation.
And he did not become.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, his children would be. If you talk to anybody that has any Hispanic background and you look at the name, they'll say it's pronounced Morano, not Marino.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, why didn't the Democratic Party, why weren't they on that?
Yeah.
Saying, look.
I can't speak to the strategy of the Democratic Party, Jim, but I can tell you that the Republicans pulled all the stops. You had, last time around when J.D. Vance got elected and defeated Mr. Ryan, Tim Ryan. Right. That was because Peter Thiel came in and dropped, as I recall, $14 million into the election and just blew away, Ryan's ads. So really what you've got here is the oligarchs running Ohio. Jim, thanks for the call. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning. You had a good show. Jay Apollo was great.
Yeah, she always is.
And I enjoyed seeing you on Joy Reid.
Yeah, thank you.
I wish you could be on that show more often.
Well, let her know.
I had a theory the other day when we had a power outage, a big storm here in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the radio, and I found a lot of stations, and I was thinking, how could 45% of the Latino vote go to Trump? And I couldn't figure that out until finally I was thinking, when they go to construction sites, they're always blasting their radios and listening to the music and the DJs. And I thought maybe across the country for the last three or four years, they're on construction sites listening to this propaganda coming from a conservative radio station in Mexican, preaching that their jobs will be saved if they vote for Trump.
That's exactly what happened, John. There are 300 right-wing Spanish-language radio stations in the country.
Right.
And then there's another couple hundred Spanish-language stations that play music where their hosts, the DJs, the guys who talk between the songs, are explicitly right-wingers and, pumping right-wing propaganda between the songs. And that was one of the biggest factors. Another was the use of social media.
Yeah, and Joe Rogan, I think I can remember emailing Patty Murray about how she should get Kamala to go on the show.
Yeah.
And, I wish
I suspect Joe Rogan's influence is vastly overstated. You know, if you subscribe to a podcast, whether you listen to it or not, it gets downloaded. Those numbers are pretty suspect in my mind. But,
I just thought it would have been great for her to beat him to the punch.
No, I get it, John. Thanks a lot for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. It's very depressing to hear how we seem to have been disappointed, let down, not defended from the top to the bottom of the Democratic Party and politics.
Can you be more specific, Diane? I'm not, and I'm having a bit of a hard time hearing you. If you can get your mouth a little closer to the microphone.
Holding them to the law, like you said, and just defending what abuse they are creating to our system, our country.
Yeah.
I wonder how much respect we really have.
Diane, can you hear me?
I mean, the
can you hear me, Diane?
Defense system.
Diane, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you, and you apparently can't hear me. Michelle in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Thomas. Your update from the show me state of your behinds in the state of Missouri.
Okay.
A state representative, Mark Alford from Lee Summit, I guess named after Robert E. Lee, has introduced a bill to give a reward of $1,000 to anybody who turns in an undocumented person.
So it begins.
Yes. And I just got this through the Beacon, an independent political news source in Missouri. You need to subscribe to it, Missouri. The woman from Marshall, the woman from Bucyrus. And I don't know if it contained just Missourians get the bounty or if anybody can. Mm-hmm. My concern is that they're like, oh, we'll give a bounty to anybody.
Right.
People from outside will be coming in. So it begins, Tom.
Well, it depends on how much money they have, you know. But yeah, I expect to see this repeated in state after state. I think it's going to get really, really ugly.
The leader.
You know, I mean, this is what the Nazis did with Jews in the 30s.
And to speak to the gentleman that called yesterday about term limits, and I've spoke to this to you before, this term limits ruined my state. I used to work for the Senate Majority Leader and the Majority Leader of the House, and they were both Democrats. When they put term limits in, everything flipped to Republican, and we've been nothing but regressive ever since.
Yeah.
And we have people like Mark Alford, a former news personality, is putting laws like this for. But hey, they didn't pass the Senate rule to have duels on the Senate floor. Hey, that's progress.
that's step one. Step one, Michelle. Michelle,
thank you, Tom. You have a good one.
Yeah, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. And I appreciate it. I'm glad you could hear me. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered civic media 2 years ago, we are addicted to civic media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You're a mean one, Mr. Trump. You govern with disdain. You stacked the court with chaos and left us all in pain, Mr. Trump. You've got a heart that's smaller than a microscopic grain. You're a cruel one, Mr. Trump. You separated kids.
There you go. You 10 minutes before the hour here. Mr. Trump. Yes, indeed. All right. So, one thing I wanted to flag for you. The New York City Police Department is having a bit of a problem right now. Wanted posters are popping up on street, light posts and telephone poles around the city with the pictures of health insurance company CEOs, wanted posters. This is probably not a good sign for, the direction this whole dialogue around Luigi Mangione is going. So, Bill in Sierra Blanca, Texas. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have a little quick story about healthcare and how United Healthcare affected me. You know, my mom, Gloria, as I've talked to you before, I live in West Texas, and she's, my grandparents came from Mexico, and she worked real hard, Tom, as a teacher and a professor here in West Texas and in New Mexico. Yeah. Worked hard all her life, got Social Security and Medicare, and then when George Bush became president in 2000, as you know, and you've educated all of us on this, he passed Medicare Advantage to take our money out of Part C for the Medicare for these insurance companies to deny. Well, that's exactly what happened. My mother broke her hip. She was 85 years old in very good health, just a broken hip. They did the surgery successfully. But then in the hospital in El Paso, she contracted MRSA, the antibiotic-resistant
That bacteria killed my niece. It's deadly. Terrible stuff.
It's horrible. It's infected in a lot of hospitals.
Yep.
And I noticed it was always cold in the hospital. They were trying to keep it down. But
that's
anyway,
right.
real quick, after the MRSA thing, she was there nearly she was there a month. Well, United Healthcare and the Thomason, the county, United University Medical Center, the administrators, they're from Texas Tech University that administrate our county hospital in El Paso. They said they decided along with United Healthcare to say no more treatment for Mrs. Addington. She's been here 3 weeks. Well, she got MRSA there in the hospital, So they denied her any further treatment. In the end, they just they weren't going to do anything. And I was here in Sierra Blanca, but anyway, they dumped her at a nursing home. And 3 days later, from the infection and from dehydration, she died.
Oh, my God.
So I can completely understand. Like, it affects me to this day. It was a preventable thing. Had she not been denied health care for the infection that she contracted in the hospital.
So the argument you're making, Bill, is that United Healthcare killed your mother. Brian Thompson killed your mother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I can understand the rage. I know it's wrong. Murder's a sin. I'm Catholic. I understand that it's not the way to go. But I can completely relate, because I snapped myself at the time. Just talking about it, it's very emotional to me, Tom. And at the time, I wanted some revenge at the time, but I didn't, But I quickly got over that. Of course, I didn't do anything. But I can completely relate to anybody. I don't know about this shooter, what his motives were.
Right.
But I can tell you that I'm one of many thousands or maybe millions of stories. But I want to thank you, Tom, for educating us, because I didn't even know that Medicare Advantage was bad until about 7 or 8 years ago, listening to you. So I didn't even know. So I started putting it together. And I remember, they denied my, you know, well, I knew it was bad because I looked into it at the time.
How long ago did your mother die, Bill?
It's been 2014.
2014. So I should have said, how long ago was your mother killed?
Exactly.
Bill, thank you.
So, and the last thing real quick, Tom.
Sure.
I want to thank you because all this media, all this stuff that's going on, they just talk about health care, and no one's mentioning Medicare Advantage except for a few people, and you're at the top. You've been doing it for years.
Yep.
And I think that's a real problem because they're just thinking, oh, someone signed up for United Health.
Well, that's because I don't take advertising money from insurance companies.
Medicare Advantage.
From health insurance.
Yeah, Medicare Advantage. Why isn't anyone talking about that except for maybe you and a couple of people?
Yeah. No, I get it. Bill, thank you for sharing that story. I know it had to be difficult, and I'm so sorry to hear that a health insurance company essentially killed your mother. But I appreciate your sharing the story with our listeners. Thank you. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, just a quick note. If you were to make a superhero movie about the insurance industry, they would clearly be the villain in the plot.
So, oh, yeah.
The question I want to make is we refer to like making constitutional changes all the time, and then we get kind of defeatist and say, well, you can't do it because it'll never pass the states. Well, I disagree. We got to reframe that and say, yes, we need to pass that at the federal level and get things passed that say, you know, like constitutional amendments that say money is not free speech, corporations are not people.
Right. MoveToAmend.org has been on this beat for years, and they're a great organization if you want more information about it.
Right. Well, the point is to go ahead and do that at the federal level, knowing that it's going to take state ratifications.
Yeah.
But then run off that. Just say, look, we passed this. And then you could make that clear in every election as to what the end goal is, because people just say, oh, I don't believe in that thing because they get misguided. But you would be able to bring it up every election at the state level saying why.
I agree. I think when Mitt Romney said corporations are people, my friend, I think that was one of the reasons why Obama beat him. I think that hurt him.
Right. And we could remind people as to why there's so much corrupt money in it. I mean, we could actually add in there, too, hey, you can't contribute financially unless you're a registered voter.
Yeah.
I mean, no one can
I get it, Rob. I completely agree. And you said it very well. Thank you very much for the call. I truly appreciate it. We're hitting the end of this hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. How Trump secretly spied on House Democrats and journalists and got away with it and is planning to do it again. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018.
93.5 The Tap. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Christopher Cruz. Police are investigating after a taxi drove up on a sidewalk in Manhattan on Christmas Day and injured six people. More from CBS News New York's Alicia Reed.
When we got up and ripped the fender off, I thought, and I think a couple people thought, it was just a little boy that was there.
Onlookers quickly realized a woman believed to be the boy's mother was also under the carriage. Witnesses say they're visiting from Australia.
That's horrible.
She was coherent. She was talking to her son, smiling, trying to kind of help keep him calm.
The first night of Hanukkah fell on Christmas Day this year, the first time that's happened in almost 20 years. CBS News Texas reporter Olivia Leach spoke with a family that's celebrating both holidays.
In the Kalmanson family, they play with dreidels and decorate a Christmas tree.
Growing up, for me, I celebrated both